children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Align, Saving Kids. Kids of all ages and all stages for all mental health issues, including addictions, and we usually talk about in-school issues. MASC is a referral organization. If anyone out there has difficulties, whether it's anxiety, which we all have now being quarantined, whether you want to speak to a therapist via Zoom from your home, feel free to call MASC. If you're struggling with your addictions, we have addiction therapists on call. Please give us a call at our confidential number, 718-7, confidential anonymous. It's anonymous. You can be anonymous, but confidential as well, 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have with us a very popular Instagram person that is known by everyone on Instagram as Boss Mazel, and her name is Hani, and I would like to welcome you on, Hani, tonight with us. Thank you for making the time. How are you?
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm doing great. We're taking it hour by hour, sometimes minute by minute. We have our good days and bad days, but, you know, today was a great day, thank God, and I'm so happy to be here.
So I, you know, honey, with everybody being quarantined, there are more and more people that are spending time on Instagram. There are more organizations that are able to reach out to families that are struggling, and people have multiple stresses going on now. They're all experiencing different things. Some moms are going through burnout. Some moms have jobs that they can't work now because their children are home. And I want to really tackle all of, you know, those areas. So for you, I mean, you have a family, and how's it been for you? You usually were out running about your errands, doing your work, having your kids' homework, bedtime, dinner. You had it all down pat. How are things changing for you in general?
Well, to be completely honest, it's been a humbling experience. Because, you know, generally my kids are in school. I have a schedule. I'm someone who loves routine and order. So, you know, when I look at someone, I could say I had it all together, so to speak. Of course, there are always things we struggle with. But, you know, having the kids home, having a different schedule, I will definitely say it took me a while to kind of acclimate myself to it. And I think that's the story I'm hearing with a lot of moms. So while we saw on social media some moms who right away came out with their color-coded schedules, I think a lot of moms really, it took them a while to kind of figure out what works for them. And I think that's important for parents to know that this is going to be a work in progress. You might find that in a couple of weeks from now, something that you thought was working might not be working. You might change something from yesterday. So it's important to be flexible and also non-judgmental about yourself and about your schedule and how you're spending your time. This is really a new learning experience for us. I'd like to share a tool that helps, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, so, you know, what I found is, especially when you go on social media, there are people who are, you know, baking homemade banana bread and organizing their closets and tackling these exciting projects. which can be fantastic if that's something you want to do. You can also take this time and just tell yourself, I'm going to do the bare minimum. This is going to be more of a focus on my family, being a little more slow and present and calm. So, you know, the idea is stay in your lane. Don't compare yourself to others. And if you're going to start something, start it very, very small. So there is a book actually called Tiny Habits by his name is BJ Fogg, and he's a behavior scientist. He actually runs a research lab out of Stanford University. His ideas are super helpful. And basically what he talks about is if you're going to start a new change, new habit, you have to start it super, super small so you don't get overwhelmed. And that could be a habit that you want to implement or something that you want your children to adopt. And you start with, he gives the, you know, the idea of someone wants to floss their teeth. You start with one tooth. So it might be that you want your children to give you 10 minutes of time in the morning so you can have your coffee. So you're not redoing your whole schedule. You're just shifting your focus to 10 minutes. And as soon as they accomplish that, you automatically give them positive reinforcement. So I found that that's been very helpful in not getting overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And honey, you know, let's talk about Instagram for a moment, please. Mm-hmm. Like you said, there are banana recipes going all about. There's so many different cooking going on that really it's hard to keep up with. But we do all have to recognize we're not all in the same boat. We're all sailing through the same storm, but not in the same boat. So, like you said, everybody's got to figure out what their new normal is for now while we're still home being quarantined. MASC has a support group for parents, both mom and dads, and it's via Zoom now. And anyone interested can call in and we can have you set up that you join from the comforts of your home. We're struggling with any of the issues that you may be struggling with. We have some different groups. So I just want to bring that up because last night at one of the groups that we've had, one of the parents said how, wow, I love my kids. I didn't know I loved them so much. We're having such great conversations. We're going places, you know, just us individually, you know, for a trip, we'll go to a park somewhere. We're enjoying each other's company. We're doing puzzles. I mean, that is fantabulous that they're able to connect with their family and actually take the time to make new memories. So I want to bring up the new memories. The memories, what are you doing with your family? How is that working to you about making memories?
I love that question. I think it's first important to realize, you know, some children are going to adapt a lot easier to the situation. You know, I have a son who's more of an introvert and I have a son who's more of an extrovert. The children who are more extroverted might have more of a difficult time, obviously, because they don't have that face time with their friends, or, you know, they can't play sports with their friends. Or so I think the first step is noticing how a child is feeling and how they're dealing with this, you know, new circumstance, and then trying to figure out ways to incorporate things that they enjoy and that you enjoy together. So I'm artistic. My kids are artistic. We love to paint, so we try to do that once a week. You know, Friday nights, Shabbat meals. Now, we've always had that time to kind of settle down and talk as a family, but even more so now because there's a lot less distractions. So trying to find, you know, chunks of time where you can step away from your phone, slow down, and just focus on your kids. And I love that you bring this up because I think this really is the silver lining in our situation. I mean, we have to look for them because it is quite difficult, but there is a beauty in things being a little more simplified. I would even say Sundays. So Sunday has become on Instagram or social media Sunday Fun Day, where you have to go places, to the beach, to the park. Well, now no one can do that. And in a sense, you really are forced to, you know, again, slow down, focus on your children at home, find an enjoyable activity to do, and there can be less pressure on moms. So I found that some moms are actually enjoying their Sundays more now, while some obviously still find it stressful, and both are okay. But there really is opportunity for connection in a way that I don't think we had before.
So you bring up Sunday and Fun Day. I want to bring up something that not all of us celebrate, but there are a lot of my listeners that will be celebrating Mother's Day. Every day is Mother's Day, in my book. But Mother's Day is coming up, and whether it, you know, for the very religious people that may not celebrate it or other families that will celebrate it, I'm just talking, bringing it out there. And Mother's Day is an important day every day, but I think this year Mother's Day is going to be really important for many.
Yes.
Because you have so, we all as mothers have so many jobs that I think the husbands now are getting to see up close all the different jobs and how you spend your day. So you want to describe a regular day of your life for us?
Sure. And just to clarify, you're talking about now, given that everyone's
now,
home, right?
Only now.
Yes.
Only now in quarantine. What does your husband see you running around doing?
So, you know, I have actually implemented a rule. I'm a morning person. So I try to wake up before everyone else, have a cup of coffee, and get some work done. I have a podcast called Boss Madel. So I try to edit some episodes or work on show notes or potential guests. And then I have a rule, like, you cannot disturb mom till about 7:30. And my kids are a little older, so that's obviously easier. And of course, this works for me. It might not work for anyone else, but I love my quiet mornings. I feel like I get a good start. Then the kids wake up, do breakfast, you know, morning routine, and then there's school. So, you know, school, there's the Zoom classes. They can be a little challenging. What I tell my children, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, is try to do about 70 to 80% of your classwork daily. So, you know, after about 4 or 5 hours, they've had it, you know. So what we try to do is between each Zoom class, I'll tell them, you know, just get some fresh air right outside the house, or maybe do a nice enjoyable activity just to kind of regroup and recenter and then start your next class. And then by the time they've done majority of their classes, I'll tell them, okay, let's take a break. So I think some kids can accomplish everything the teachers set out for them to do, and some kids can't, given that they're learning from home, which can be challenging. I've spoken to my kids' teachers. I'm sure most teachers are super understanding about what's happening. So I would tell moms, if you're having one of those days where your kids cannot pay attention anymore and you have the ability just to have them ride their scooters down the block or take some fresh air outside, I think that's more important right now than finishing all the schoolwork. You know, a happy, well-acclimated child is definitely more crucial than a child who's finished every single assignment on Google Classroom. So, yeah, we try to do our schoolwork from 9 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, you know, we try to do some quiet reading time. And that's where maybe I catch up on some more work or I give myself a little break. Maybe I read for 15 minutes. I love that idea of everyone just, you know, giving each other some space. And then after that, we try to do a nice activity together. It could be an art class. It could be playing a game. Then there's dinner. And then after dinner, I do allow my kids to have some screen time. And that's kind of their way of unwinding. So that's our schedule, you know, more or less. I really try to carve out every day some self-care time for myself, whether that's a Zoom class for yoga or Pilates, some reading time. That's really important as well.
So you're saying self-care. I mean, self-care, you need your self-care, and your husband needs your self-care. So while husbands are working all day from the home, for those that still have jobs, and then after work, you know, then they need their self-care. So it must feel funny to watch a husband just doing his self-care while you took care of the kids all day long. But we don't have a husband on with us today, so we're not even going to start that conversation, because I would like to get a husband on maybe next week, or I'll work on it, where I can hear the husband's viewpoint on it. But in reference to self-care, I mean, your day doesn't end there. You have shopping, you have laundry, you have gardening, you have whatever other, you know, errands that have to be taken care of, limited now. How are you, you know, doing all those things and keeping up?
Okay, so there are days, I will be very honest, that are super challenging. A couple things that have helped me, because I have my moments where I'm like, goodness, I can't do this. I think, you know, when you kind of batch plan your days or hours. So, for example, I have one day where I, you know, do a couple loads of laundry, or I have another day where I take a couple hours to focus on my work rather than an hour here, an hour there. That can get very kind of confusing and dizzying, so to speak. So trying to carve out set times for certain things, I think, is very helpful. If you can utilize a shopping service like Instacart or Shipt, again, I don't know, depending on where everyone lives, that can also be really helpful. And I started to meal plan. So I do a bunch of cooking on Sunday, and therefore I'm not making dinner every night. So that Sunday's not very fun. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of cooking. But then I don't have that stress every day at 4 o'clock thinking, oh my goodness, I got to start cooking dinner. So that's worked for me. But again, everyone is different. The other thing I think is really reaching out for support with your friends or family. You know, sometimes just joking with a fellow mom about how you're over your head, or, you know, something funny that you found online. It just, the humor can break that constant feeling of being stressed. So getting support from other moms, knowing that you're not in this alone, and knowing that it's okay to have a really messy, busy day. It's, at this point, everything is okay. So just knowing that can be super helpful. Can I touch a little bit on self-care? Because that's something I'm really
passionate
about.
Love it. Please do.
Okay, so I found, you know, when I interview many women on my podcast, one of the things I've found, a common thread with a lot of them, is that they are adamant about taking time for self-care. Self-care really is self-preservation, because you cannot give to your kids, husband, or any other family member, or any human being for that matter, without taking care of yourself and filling your cup. But what I noticed when talking to a lot of these women is that self-care is different than maintenance. So, you know, back in the day, a woman might have gotten a manicure just because maybe she's a nail biter and she wants to have nice nails, but she might not have found that experience particularly relaxing or rejuvenating. She might have loved to go for a quiet walk. In a way, being home now, it forced us to evaluate our time a little more. And given that we don't have much time, right, we're home with our kids and our husband and, you know, we really don't have a lot to carve out, we can get a little more laser focused on what works for us. So again, I mentioned my 10 minutes in the morning with coffee. Those 10 minutes are heaven to me. Someone else might like to do a 10-minute yoga video before they go to bed. And that really kind of, you know, helps them relax and sleep better. So it's really getting an idea of what you need. And obviously, you know, being realistic, you probably don't have hours now to do something, but if you could do something once a day or even twice a day, you know, split it up, but find things that fill your cup, you then have more to give to your children. So I think that's really, really important.
Absolutely. I know that I wouldn't do well, gotta be honest. I wouldn't do well being in school on Zoom all day long. I just wouldn't do well. I would lose interest. I would be difficult to focus. I don't know. I would need a snack for every class, probably. That's another thing. People are saying that the food is unlimited. They need to do, you know, by the time they finish breakfast, kids are hungry for lunch. By the time they finish lunch, they're making dinner. I mean, Sunday cooking is so important. Also, because of Instagram, if you don't cook on Sunday some of your meals, then when you're on Instagram and there, people are putting out these gorgeous 7-course meals that they're making, or, you know, it's just so difficult to feel like, oh, I'm only making grilled chicken and salad and cauliflower. You know what I mean? You really stress about it. Not me. I'm just saying in general, moms are saying that it's just, they're just feeling so stressed about everything. So self-care is the most important thing right now to focus on, because only then, if we're calm parents, then we can create nice memories while we're home. And I want to bring up work. I mean, let's be real here. So many people are out of work, both moms and dads. I mean, people are struggling. They don't even know how they're going to pay their rent. They can't pay for food. Insurance are being canceled from their work. They're being furloughed. They're being fired. They're being laid off. They're, you know, so much is going on. I mean,
yes,
you know, women have a double struggle, I feel. For those that are married, I'm speaking to, not the single parents. Now, I'm not ignoring you single parents. We're just talking about married couples tonight. So, Connie, it's an extra struggle for the moms worrying what's going to happen now with my husband, his parnassa, his livelihood. I mean, how does that make you feel?
It's definitely a huge issue, and one that on its own is already stressful. And when you take into consideration everything else that is going on, right? We discussed moms don't have a lot of time. Kids are getting cranky. They don't want to be on Zoom classes. And then on top of that, you have the financial strain. It can be really difficult. So I personally don't want to tell someone who just got laid off, like, you know, think positive, it's going to be okay. But what I will say is this, there are some women who are really stepping up to the plate on social media, who are offering courses in, you know, for women and becoming a little more financially savvy. They're offering great tips. And I think that can be very beneficial for women who need to get a little more of a handle on what's going on financially. So that can really help. And another thing that we can do, so I guess my idea is focus on what you can control at the moment. You know, it's still incredibly painful and difficult and stressful. But what I would tell a lot of women is, you know, look at your statements and see what you can cut back on. You're not going to the gym anymore. Can you cut back on that membership? Can you cut out, you know, a HBO or a Hulu membership that you haven't used in years or something else? And maybe focus on ways of possibly increasing money in a kind of original creative way. There are so many more people who are learning through Zoom and connecting through technology. Can you tutor a child? Can you offer a Zoom class? You know, maybe you're artistic and you can offer an arts and crafts class for children. So maybe looking a little out of the box. And you might not come up with the answer right away, and of course that's okay, but thinking about our situation and what can you maybe give or help others with that maybe you can get some extra money. So, you know, of course that doesn't solve the problem of having, you know, tremendous financial strain, but again, back to the idea of starting small, it's important to kind of try to make little helpful changes, because that starts momentum. And if you can do that, you can start to feel like there's, you know, some possibilities or opportunities. I hope that answers the question, because, you
yes.
know, it's a pretty difficult question. And, of course, I don't want to minimize someone's pain if they're really struggling. But I think
Absolutely.
These tips can help anyone, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about being grateful. Grateful mm-hmm. that your family is well, grateful that so many people that have died, our dear, dear, dear friends of mine personally, our family, work-related clients. It's been such a difficult time for thousands upon thousands of people worldwide. And we're all still in a very vulnerable state. We need to talk about being grateful and all the chesed and the charity that's going on. Chesed could also mean connecting with someone that's a single parent, home alone, an amana, somebody, a widow, widower, somebody that's alone, lives alone, an elderly Holocaust survivor. I know on the Mass helpline, we got a phone call from a Holocaust couple, 96 years old, asking if somebody could shop for them while they're out, or if they're making an order, they don't even have the, you know, computer, et cetera. So, you know, a local person in Flatbush that needed groceries, they just said, please, I need a chicken. We don't have a chicken even for Shabbos food. They wanted, you know, they were tired of eating canned tuna and they just wanted to have a chicken. So there's so much, so much to be grateful for. And there were some people that talked about a gratitude journal. And that's so lovely to be able to, you know, have a gratitude journal and to do one with your children. So that's just another thing I wanted to put out there. Honey, do you get out to do some exercise, either with you alone or your kids together as a family?
Yes, so that's something we're really, you know, we focus a lot on that, especially because I have boys, and I know they really need to get their energy out between those Zoom classes. So they'll ride their scooters, and I'll go walking. A lot of studios are putting classes on YouTube or Zoom, so that I try to take about a class, an exercise class, about, you know, four times a week. So I think, you know, moving your body is so important, and even not only is it health, physically healthy, but I think a lot of us moms have different emotions right now, a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, you know, the unknown, and many of us probably are also processing grief if we've lost a loved one or we've experienced something particularly difficult or traumatic. And movement has a way of releasing that from your body. So, you know, there are research-based studies on this. So I find any kind of movement can be really soothing to the, you know, nervous system. And I think that's really important too. Walking, yoga, even just some simple stretching. And it's so beneficial for adults and for children. And I just want to, you know, I just want to circle back to the idea that I hope when I talk about my schedule, it sounds kind of picture perfect. You know, the children are in their Zoom classes and then we do a family activity. I really want to make it clear that we have some great days. And then we have days when someone dropped their iPad and they lost their notebook and, you know, I burnt dinner. So I have those moments too, where I feel like this is overwhelming for me. And again, I think if you can go back to just being kind to yourself, not judging yourself, and allowing yourself to have those feelings, like, it's okay, you know, I had a really rough morning today, and I feel like things are out of my control, and just allowing yourself to have those emotions, allowing your kids to, you know, feel frustrated too. It's scary for them. A lot of them don't quite understand, when are they going back, what's really going on here. So, you know, having that self-compassion is really key in, you know, trying to keep your head above the water, I think.
I want to thank you, Hani. Stay safe, stay healthy, love to your family. And
thank you.
Thanks for being on with us tonight.
This was a real pleasure. And just sending love and, you know, to everyone out there. And, you know, we're going to get through this. It is difficult, but, you know, we can do it. We definitely can. And I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Thank you, and I want to wish everybody a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, Refuah Shlema to all those that are ill, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, virtually, hug tight. Thank you.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.
TCN, Talkline Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.